All right, let's find a way for the Minnesota Vikings to get a victory over the Chicago Bears. We've heard from Xavier Rhodes. We've heard from Mike Zimmer. We've broken down film. We need a winning formula momentarily, and we will get that from Wobby at Vikings.com. But first, our DraftKings fantasy focus. Where do we go?
Let's go to the Bears offense. Big time dilemma coming up on Alshon Jeffrey. I believe in the law of averages. He has zero touchdowns this year, Paul. He's got touchdowns coming. It's just a matter of when they are. And he's got huge games against the Vikings, including against Mike Zimmer defenses. But I'm also a believer in Mike Zimmer. Mike Zimmer has been locking down number one receivers this season. I don't see any reason why that won't continue. As attractive a matchup as this has been for Alshon Jeffrey in the past, including a 200-yard game, a multiple touchdown game against the Vikings, I think I would stay away from him. Learn from what we learned from Odell Beckham Jr., from Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah.
Number one receivers that just have not gotten the job done against this defense. I would stay away from Alshon.
And you know, with Alshon, if you're playing daily fantasy, that number's kind of big.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's not like Julio Jones big, but it's kind of big.
And it should be, and it should be against the Vikings because he's had really big days against the Vikings. 135 yards, 116 yards, over 200 yards, a multiple touchdown game. He had a good game against the Vikings last year, and even in a game where he didn't have a good game against the Vikings last year, at TCF Bank Stadium, one catch, it was for a touchdown. I just would stay away from him this year. The trend obviously favors Mike Zimmer in this Vikings defense against anybody, and that includes a player as talented as Alshon.
What about for the Minnesota Vikings offense? Stephon Diggs had a very key and big timely touchdown at Soldier Field last year.
Teddy looks left, fires, caught! Stephon Diggs, and he spins to the 30, 20, 15, and touchdown! Stephon Diggs! Way to steal the show, Stephon!
It paved the way to tie the game, and then Blair Walsh walks off a winner. Do you like Diggs in this matchup?
I do like Diggs in this matchup. I think that the Bears secondary, it's got a few good players in it. Tracy Porter is a veteran. It's got a few good young players, but I think Diggs is a good matchup in this game. Obviously, the Vikings are going to have to cover up some pass protection issues, but if they can do that, if they can keep Pernell McPhee at bay, I think Stephon Diggs stands a good chance to have a good game on Monday night.
Let's zip into the winning formula. Vikings defense versus a Bears offense again. Alshon Jeffrey, no touchdowns. No more Martellus Bennett. He plays for Belichick. Matt Forte is on the New York Jets. Weird version of the Chicago Bears we catch for the first time this season. It's a one-win operation. Vikings defense versus Bears offense.
Matt Forte is gone, but you have to watch out still for their running game and Jordan Howard. You want to keep those guys behind the chains. So whoever plays at quarterback for the Bears, if it's Matt Barkley or Jay Cutler, you want to put them in second and long and third and long. And if you can do that, then Mike Zimmer's defense can do its thing, even at Soldier Field. So to me, the key is be good against the run. I thought the Vikings did a pretty good job against the run and Ryan Matthews in Philadelphia. I want to see even better results at Soldier Field, because if we do, I think this Vikings defense will have its way with the Bears passing game.
Speaking of that disaster in the city of brotherly love, main man Sam was sacked six times and hit repeatedly during the game. So expect a bounce back from the pass protection. Now, when it comes to the Vikings offense versus the Bears defense, Wobby mentioned Pernell McPhee. If you go back and watch Bears-Packers, it was a big night for rookie outside guy Leonard Floyd. First round pick from Georgia, had by far his best game as a pro. Look out for Leonard Floyd. How are we going to get a winning formula against this D?
Yards after catch. We call it yak in the business.
Yak.
And the reason I think that's important is because we need to get the ball out of Bradford's hands quickly to avoid that pass rush. As you said, it can be lethal. Fewer downfield passes, so you got to get yards after you catch it. That's a big reason why I think Stephon Diggs can have a big game against the Bears, because he's very good with yards after catch. Kyle Rudolph can be a hard guy to tackle. He could be a key component to that. And Cordarrelle Patterson obviously is hard to tackle. It seems like he's always got that first defender bouncing off of him. I think those three guys can have big games against the Bears with yards after catch.
Love the angles, my man. Thank you.
You bet.
Wobby, Vikings.com, and I'm Paul Allen. For all of us here at the Vikings Entertainment Network, that's Vikings Game Plan. Thanks for watching.